freestyle.
Guys, make God forgive us.
I mean, freestyle, I'm just saying, like, harmonize a little bit underneath.
Yeah, do what you want.
Okay, that means no.
He's going to delete it.
May God forgive us.
He's going to delete it. I don't know what this shit.
Give me my pretensions, there was no other way to capture your attentions on the downtown J. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. Oh, mama sweet, mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. Oh, mama sweet, mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. And then the shivers came trembling down. And the voice made a terrible sound.
Terrible sound.
What's going on? What's going on with the head?
The voice came.
There's something wrong with the mic.
This mic? No?
Yeah. Oh, well, you're not close enough. You're completely inaudible.
I could hear her through my headphones.
I can't hear at all.
Well, maybe it's because you're getting old.
It's not. You're older than I am.
Yeah, I know. My ears are fine.
He never did heroin.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. Sir. Well, actually, I did once, but.
Oh, pussy. What, little bitch. What are you? Oh, I did heroin once. All right. Anyways, can we start over a little again?
I'm the pussy, right?
Yeah, you are. I think this one can get a mulligan, again, guys.
You and you alone are the singular vagina.
You're the one. Can somebody beer me, please?
No, because he didn't bring you beer, you woman.
Yeah.
Cider me, then. Cider me.
No, why don't you just do some heroin, dude?
No women, only
no heroin, no rambling, no gambling.
Can I have a beer?
What about vaping? Can I vape in here?
It's your own rules. It's your own kingdom, you sick fuck.
Like God,
yeah, but it's your show.
Like God asking us
about survival. Yes! my God. But what you're really asking is, will we then take that as a sign to disobey your rules?
No, that's why.
Which
that's,
we will.
That's why I'm not doing it. I mean, I vape a little during my own show, but I don't do it.
Oh, you sick.
I'm saying if I did vape a little. That's not what I meant. What I meant was if I vaped a little during my own show.
You wouldn't hold it in so that it didn't even count. No one else needs to know about
it. No, I go into the bathroom to do it. You can ask these guys.
You know how fucking I can't use the word. But
guys,
like, yeah.
All right. How about this? You can vape while I'm here.
All rules are illegitimate. No one represents the people. We can self-govern as we deserve to.
But before we can self-govern,
because I want you.
So much, I don't want to. This is community radio in Brooklyn, man.
That's right.
It's true.
Turn her mic up a little bit. I can't hear as much.
You see what I'm talking about?
As much as we could. As much as we could.
There you go.
As much as we can.
Sarah?
As same as it is.
On the podcast. Sarah, say something.
To capture pink clouds.
That's much better. Well, you know what? Look at how high it is on the fucking VU. What you need to do is turn our guest mics up. Turn our guest mics up and turn the fucking...
Pink clouds is so good.
So there's like an Instagram poll, and they are being like talked about as the best new act in New York City, and they legitimately are. Pink clouds. They legitimately are. Actually,
I'm sure it's bullshit.
Oh, you know what? Pink clouds did an RFB show, and they fucking no.
They did. They came.
They did. Yeah. They did a show at the Footlight for us.
Oh.
And they brought all their own booze, and they fucking pissed off the Footlight so much that they will never have them back.
Good band.
Yeah, because they were like, you know what? You do a show at a bar, you don't bring your own booze. That's just like, that's a rule. Like,
sure, you
know?
Sure. Yeah, you don't bring your food to a place that serves food.
Exactly.
It's like introducing your other girlfriend to your girlfriend.
Exactly.
Okay, so you drunk to play this thing.
Guys.
That sounds like a personal problem.
You know, speaking of intoxication.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, I was on a train going to buy heroin.
Oh, no. Oh, don't do heroin, Patrick.
It's cool. Yeah. I don't.
Drugs are bad.
I know. I'm actually more mean to people now that I'm off them. But that's cool. But I was on the way to go
that's,
buy heroin.
That's subjective.
I don't know how to feel. Have we started the cast?
We've started the cast.
We're not recording the song again.
Did you know him when he was using?
Chad, you've been away for way too long.
You did.
Hey, somebody turn my microphone on.
Your microphone is up. You see, you see everyone else is complaining about the same thing.
No,
your microphone
except,
is your microphone.
My
Tom,
microphone
would you mind
is...
switching seats with Sarah so that all the bitching can stop from Johnny B-roll?
Oh, Jesus. All right, sure. Well, that gives me more access to the bathroom so I can go vape. And I don't have to do it here.
Does it
and
also give you pause?
All right, but I keep your headphones. Keep your headphones, Sarah, because these are my headphones.
Okay. Yeah.
Taking them off my head so I can talk freely. Yes, I understand.
Guys.
Okay. Wait, this means I have to sit on the fucking stool? All right.
It does temporarily. Temporarily. But then Sarah, because of her lateness, will be forced to sit on it again.
Tom, take this fucking chair.
Because you can take the throne. It's fine.
I'll take this chair.
Andrew will sit like a little bitch on the red
Wait, I thought Sarah was sitting there.
Johnny B-roll, move your ass. Worthless.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Johnny B-roll, go sit on the sidewalk.
Fool. Johnny B-roll, you sit on the shame stool.
I'm not sitting anywhere but here.
Yes, the talent needs to sit on the real chair.
You don't control me.
JBR?
Oh, I'm not the talent?
You no offense, Tom.
All right, Sarah, you want to sit on the chair?
That's true, you did. You're God, but God's not talented.
Is this good for you?
He just knows how to destroy.
Oh, fuck you, man. You know, all right, you know what? I'm out.
I'm good with whatever, man. Hey, this is a much better microphone.
No, we Tom, we praise you on the Apocalypse. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know. You praise my dick. That's what you praise.
Well, that's the center of power.
It's a very phallic podcast.
It's a compliment, okay?
All right, guys.
Don't you want a compliment?
Anyways.
Our podcast is a fallacy.
You know Sarah. 234. I hear you so well, Sarah.
I know. It's wonderful, right?
Isn't it nice? I hear you very well.
Don't you just love the sound of my own voice?
I like the sound of your voice. No chocolate before. Guys.
Everyone, shut up.
May God forgive us. May God grant us that sweet, tasty forgiveness.
Even though we don't deserve it.
Everyone, please shut the fuck up.
You think chocolate's going to make it better?
La, la, la. It's not that. Absolutely not.
Given my pretensions, there was no other way to capture your attention on the downtown J. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. Oh, mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. Mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit just to live. And the shivers came tumbling down,
trembling down.
And the voice came booming loud,
booming loud.
And then the brakes made a terrible sound,
terrible sound.
And the walls came tumbling down,
tumbling down.
And the walls came tumbling down,
tumbling down.
And the walls came tumbling down,
tumbling down.
And the walls came tumbling down. Give me my pretension, there was no other way. There was no other mention, just singing on the refrain. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. To capture your attentions on the downtown J. Oh, mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit, just to live. Oh, mama scream, heaven forgive. Give me that shit. Just
made a terrible sound.
Terrible sound. And the shivers came tumbling down.
Trembling down.
And the voice came booming loud.
Booming loud.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
Your attention's on the downtown J. Oh, mama scream, mama plead, heaven forgive. Oh, give me that
shit
just to live. Oh, mama scream, mama plead, heaven forgive.
Oh, give me that
shit just to live.
And then the
shivers came trembling down.
Trembling down.
And then the voice came booming loud.
Booming loud.
And then the brakes made a terrible sound.
Terrible sound.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
Tumbling down.
And then the walls came tumbling down.
All right, welcome to the ApocalyCast.
Yeah, now you're like properly vulnerable.
You guys
now
were,
that we were harassing you on the train, you were like trying to read your book. You had your headphones in and everything, but like we were trying to capture your attention on that downtown J. So we whipped your dick out.
And we just wanted to fucking shoot heroin, make rock, and bang pussy.
Dude, and you liked it. Yeah. Admit it, you liked it. Okay, like, come on.
And that's all that matters if you care about rock and roll, you know?
And America.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell
anyway,
yeah!
Woo! Hell yeah! Welcome to the ApocalyCast. My name is Patrick.
Glory,
I'm an investigative
Wilson.
Journalist. I'm also a fucking preacher. I'm going to start my own religion. I have started my own religion. And I have followers. And, you know, I don't have like thousands of followers.
Apocalypticianism.
But I have enough. Enough that are willing to kill for me. You know?
Right.
And that's all style over substance.
Willing to kill you for you.
Yeah, I should hope so.
If someone would kill you, you're undoubtedly at the top of a hierarchy of some kind.
Speaking of people who would kill for me, and who would kill me if I needed to be killed, my name's Pat. I'm investigative journalist.
There will come a day when we'll have to kill Pat, and we have to all be ready. JBR,
this is
gonna beg and plead,
guys. We gotta.
This is why we can't repeal the Second Amendment.
Jad Ali Slayman.
Well, you couldn't choke him to death. I could choke him to death.
There's no escaping the shame of the ApocalyCast, no matter what you do.
Especially if you get like a belt or like a bike lock in the situation, it'd be easy.
Yeah.
My co-host, Jad. My guest, Andrew.
Hello. As always, I'm just here for the ride.
For the ride. He's always here for the ride. Also, all right.
Our resident police academy.
My co-host, Sarah Steele.
Sarah Steele.
And my friend from a long time ago. And my other co-host, Johnny B-Roll, who's returned unmolested to us.
Except no substitutions.
Wait, warning. Submarines are okay.
Before
you hear the following voice. All listeners, get as close to the floor.
Drag it out for a bit, don't you mind?
Get as close to the floor as you can get.
Yeah.
Right.
Close all your windows.
Front down. Like your
belly
button.
Anyone you love, tell them you didn't mean it the last time you said it. Put your pets in your least desirable room. Whatever you were going to eat, throw it in the trash and light a candle.
On this good Friday.
This is the best Friday of your lives. Prepare yourselves. Shut one ear and exhale completely. You're in the presence of your living God King, the widest dick in the entire city, maybe the world.
Maybe the entire fucking universe.
And prepare yourselves. If there's any old people listening, you want to die, stop.
Here we are on the podcast. Me, Pat.
Yeah.
Pat Hilsman, I'm an investigative journalist. Jad Ali Slayman, my co-host. He's also a journalist. Yeah.
But this
Andrew, my guest, is here. And Johnny B-Roll's also here. And Sarah's here.
But this energy you're feeling, this
is not from any of them.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah.
None of them. Like this... Like it's pain, but it's good.
It's almost like it's God.
Like it hurts.
Like it's in a certain spot, you know. Like it's like in a groinal region.
It's like a ghost with a very wide dick is near you, but you don't see it. You feel it.
The like gravitational force, man.
It's like I'm being squeezed, like Muhammad said.
It's like you've met your mother for the first time, but it's not her. It's your living God King, Tom Tenney.
Welcome.
Oh, am I allowed to speak now? Yes. Oh, okay.
Oh, praise. Oh, praise.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought that I was persona non grata here because I wanted to fucking freestyle during your fucking song. And I was denied.
We don't do freestyle. We only do fashion
school. Yeah, apparently. School.
We learned from the best, Tom.
This is a top-down system, Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we learned from the best, because the ApocalyCast is not a fucking aircraft carrier.
There's no consensus.
It's a submarine. So, okay? Apparently, an aircraft carrier, you can drive it for fucking hours, and it doesn't matter. You can be drunk, and you can drive the fucking thing.
So
you
my girl
idiot.
Penis carries no weight, then.
No, if you stop paying attention to a submarine for 1 minute, Jesus Christ, everyone's going to die.
Pat, calm down.
We're powered by spite and pickle juice here on the ApocalyCast.
Yeah, and scripture.
That's all I wanted to bring.
What is spiteful about wanting to freestyle?
Tom, justify yourself.
Yeah.
What pickle juice is there in your freestyling?
Done. Yeah.
Do you think the world deserved to know the truth? Do you think the world deserved enlightenment and freedom? and all the things that Radio Free Brooklyn brought? No, it didn't! Look what they've done with it, fools!
Guys, this is the episode where the equivalent of the Protestant faith is formed.
Oh my God.
Defend yourself, Tom! Defend yourself!
Who's the Martin Luther? That's what I want to know.
We are going to discuss.
Not Martin Luther King. Martin Luther. The strict, uncool one.
Martin Luther.
The one that was like, it should be more strict.
Okay. The 69 commandments.
You know what?
God, they were all about dicks. The dick commandments.
Okay. You guys remember the Book of Cox?
Vaginas had nothing to say on the issue. They were kind of busy.
Yeah, that's true. There is no Book of.
Badge.
Cunts. Yeah, you can say
exactly. Well, you know what? You know what?
Wait, no, Kant was actually a very prolific philosopher.
You could get into the Book of Cunts. We can talk. We could do a whole series on the Book of Cunts. Okay,
can I just say, our listeners in those caves in Jordan,
and there's High Dicker. Okay.
Yeah.
High Dicker.
Okay. Listen. We could do a whole series.
He had a big dick and he was always high.
We could do a whole series on all the cunts, okay? But there's one cunt that's bigger than all the rest of the cunts. And that's George Soros.
Got him.
Guys, it's true. I think today on today's show, we're the survivors of the wrath that George Soros imposed with his dick on
our
country.
Guys, tell us what he did to you.
Just start, confess.
All right,
go.
All right. When I was six.
Wait,
when I was,
shut up!
That bullshit.
What? Hey, JBR.
What's going on? What do you want to know?
What is this, amateur hour?
Where do you want me to start? Where do you want me to start, Chad?
Look, listen to this piano music. Don't you feel safe? This is your safe space.
Oh my God, it's so nice.
The piano sounds very safe.
Jesus, I feel so comfortable and as though I'm empowered by the safety that enraptures us all.
It's
what
like,
did he do to you, JBR? Oh.
All right, I was a kid. I didn't know anything. I didn't know about the birds and the bees. I just wanted to be with my mother.
That whore.
This music reminds me of being held by her. Her gentle caress.
Back in the good times.
Yeah. Back in the 1950s.
And you're just a little boy?
I was just a kid. And I wanted to be with my parents and feel their warmth. I walked into their room. And there's my dad.
Ask, Daddy, can I feel your warmth?
And there's my dad. And I walk into my parents' bedroom. And there's my dad sitting in his chair, smoking a big fat cigar, while George Soros fucked my mom.
Oh God.
Yeah. He seemed so
seemed
so unalarmed by the whole situation.
What was he wearing while he fucked your mom?
Father! Father, no! He's attacking her! He's killing her!
No, son. He's teaching her to love the state. One day we'll be a country free of guns, full of diversity. All of your grandchildren will be half black.
Before George Soros came,
the New World Order.
Before George Soros came,
everything made perfect sense.
Except for our pussies and dicks.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And now, and little did I know this was only the beginning. Little did I know that this primal scene was only the start of a new America. A new America where we don't have any respect for the cops.
And there's no whites left.
There's no white people left in America.
Except the Italians and the Irish.
Scraping for our dinner. Living in mud hovels on the side of the
white,
road.
So.
Oh, now that George Soros came.
Speaking of Mexicans, Sarah, tell us about what George Soros did to you.
Well, he told me
he killed your mom, first off.
I mean, Texas killed my mom, but yeah. I mean, he was working on it. Well, I wanted to be a loving mother and wife. It was pretty much all I was setting out for. I didn't have any other dreams. But he told me, I can't get married. In the New World Order, women can only be employed as sex workers, and they must all get a higher education. They must all pay their cell phone bills. They must all be on the lease for their apartments, and they must buy all of the food for all of their pets. It was just...
And fuck them.
Yeah. Pretty much like the only cunnilingus I get comes from my cat at this point. But, I mean, she's game, you know?
Also, your cat works for the Mossad.
Your cat.
Oh, so the key is to get, like, a catnip suppository to put into your pussy, and then the cat is, like, very, like, game and passionate.
So he feels like it's his choice.
Yeah.
And is your cat, like, GGG? Have you talked about it?
GGG?
Yeah, good giving in game.
Oh.
And who taught you to do this? Was it an old man, a rich man?
It was an old and rich man who had manipulated the European currencies. And
was it Christ? Wait.
It was almost like Christ, except it was actually Soros.
Well, listen, don't.
It was actually celiac disease. I can't eat gluten.
Oh, George Celiac.
Actually, no, that was one of the worst things that George Soros actually introduced, was this like mass delusion that people are allergic to gluten.
That's true. He did.
It was the only thing holding our dicks together.
Okay, continue.
It started with Clinton, and then he just came for the rest of us.
Tom, tell us about how George Soros fucked you over.
Oh, fuck. All right, I thought we were at the chorus.
All right, no. My God. No, George Soros, do I have to tell this story?
Yeah, you have to tell
it. And Sarah, it's really, that was a wonderful story that you told, and it was revealing and honest, and...
Before you get honest.
Yeah. So, because I also have a story about my cat. My cat recently was diagnosed with kidney disease.
Because of George Soros.
Well, no.
He's been slipping.
What did he slip in your cat?
Well, what happened was I texted George Soros because...
What are you doing?
I had to give my cat fluids for the first time. Subcutaneously, as they say. And so I texted George Soros and said, I have never done this before. Can you come over and help me with this and help hold him down? And so George Soros came over.
And by George Soros, he means me.
And
okay, let me flip the scene. No. I arrived at Tom Tenney's apartment.
Wait, yeah. But were you? Tom was you, like, he was like, it's nothing sexual.
That's what I thought.
You won't get laid tonight.
Yeah. But then Patrick, and I'm saying Patrick instead of George Soros because that's the actual real story, is that Patrick came over and he said, before I give your cat's fluids, I need to clip his fucking claws.
What?
I know.
The cat doesn't get to...
I know. And so clipped my cat's claws. Music, please. And and as soon as he clipped them, Patrick said, a.k.a. George Soros, bend over and hold down your cat in the tub in the bathroom.
Nude.
What? Jesus Christ.
And music continues.
He says no. Who is Mike Christ?
This is not Patrick. This is George Soros. Okay? So
he took, bent over in the tub.
There I am, bent over.
Nude.
Yeah, nude in the tub or next to the tub. And holding next thing I know, I have an unclawed, declawed cat's paw in my anus.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
And,
okay, I don't know who to listen to. It's like my two dads are fighting. Tom Tenney, your living God King, is telling me to play, and he's telling me to
stop. Patrick is insisting that this is him and not George Soros. So
Tom invited me over to his apartment, and he was like, can you help me with my cat? And I was like, yeah, I love cats, man.
But first, you need to take off all your clothes.
No, there was nothing like that. It was nothing
what about
sexual.
That, Pat?
No, but your first question...
It wasn't sexual in the song.
Well,
we can move past
it. Because he asked, have you jacked off yet?
I've always jacked off.
Have you jacked off yet?
Yes,
since,
I have.
Since.
Yeah, of course. It was days ago.
You know, and I have a black cat. And I said, Patrick, as long as you're sticking my declawed cat's paw in my ass,
mm-hmm.
can I at least get a reach around?
Mm-hmm.
And
got him.
And I did.
But before the reach around.
Yeah.
Which is customary, right? Guys. Radio Free Brooklyn has a rampant sexual harassment
problem. If you want to know, Radio Free Brooklyn reaches all the way around.
Yeah.
There could be like another guy between you
but
and the
then,
guy.
Then I arrive, and Tom is like, we got to jam this needle in my cat.
Yeah.
And he whips out a giant needle, and he's like, help me hold down the cat! And we, like, drag it to the top, and it's like,
That screaming was you putting my cat's fucking paw in my ass. That's what that was.
But from then he took a needle. It was huge. And then he attached it to a sack. And then he held down the cat.
That wasn't a needle, Pat.
I have photos of it.
Look, We know there were needles.
He jammed it into the cat. And the cat was like, rah! And then Tom administered the fluid, and the cat was like, oh, thank you, Tom.
And by administering the fluid, what he means what he means is that my cat is black and my semen is white, and so we had a two-tone cat.
Is that real enough for you, New York City? And what is that real enough?
What's the class that you teach again?
Oh, no. We're not we are not.
He teaches cat history. He teaches cat welfare.
Speaking of which, we need to do a sketch with the cat UN. You know, it's like the UN, but it's all kitties.
Oh, can I be the Libya delegation?
Yes, definitely, with the stupid
meow,
hat.
Meow! But what about the Jews? Meow! Meow! Meow!
Yeah, they're all pissed off because they don't like Jews.
The EU did 9/11. Meow! Meow! That's me as Muammar Gaddafi before he got killed.
Oh, that's sad. No, I don't want to think of him as a cat.
Moo, moo, moo. Per Gaddafi.
He was not a cat person, dude.
But not Chairman Meow?
Chairman Meow. That's more like it.
He was long dead.
Chairman Meow. But anyway, so this cat at the UN.
You know, like, every communist in Brooklyn has a cat named Chairman Meow.
Of course.
Like,
yeah. And they all need to be kicking the balls. Every single one of them individually needs to be kicking the balls.
But, like, 70% of them are women.
Yeah, and if it's not Chairman Meow,
right,
it's
in whatever hurts like the balls.
It's Meow Kel Bakunin, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, in front of all the delegates, in front of all the kitty delegates, the beret sporting delegate from France with his little kitty hair and a mustache, he was like, meow, you know? And then there was like the kitty representative from fucking the Netherlands, he was like, meow.
Yeah, what about that cuck from Belgium? What did he sound like?
He was like, meow.
But you know, but France kid, only you know sends a frog because they're fuckers.
Nope, it's all cats. Just the UN for
no,
cats,
I'm
right?
saying I'm saying that France literally nope. sent
Sarah,
a frog.
Sarah, don't you know about the one true UN?
Wait, so, you thought that was a cat?
So there's one
you
dog.
You didn't see?
There's a French dog and there's a bunch of cats, but he's too much of a pussy.
That was not a dog. That was legitimately a frog. It was
I'm a frog, but they all think I'm a dog or a cat.
Yeah.
Alright, moving on. So anyways, so this cat, fucking the ambassador from America, this cat named Jad, went up and was like,
what is this, some sort of, you know?
No, he is like, meow.
Hey,
meow, meow, meow,
meow. What of it?
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
And they're like,
Wait.
I read books. I read so many books. I went to New York one time. I read to New York a couple times. I saw the Rockettes.
And then he said,
the Rockettes?
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
I read a book.
But nobody cleaned the goddamn litter box.
Look, wow. Am I gonna have to learn to shit in the street like some kind of dog? I'm a cat. I'm John. This is John Bolton in the U.S. I'm gonna shit in a box no matter what. I don't give a shit.
And then I'm gonna get fucking Jeff Bezos on Amazon.com to mail it to somebody for like.
John Bolton actually preemptively shits in the box just to make sure it's safe.
Well, that's his box. Does anybody else get
John Bolton confused with Michael Bolton? Like,
yeah, if only.
All the goddamn time. It's really frustrating. Yeah.
I know.
Except the thing is, John Bolton's voice is actually much better.
Yeah. Oh, when he sings, it's so sexy.
But the thing is, like, if you have the same.
Is that Michael? No, different one? No.
I have a very specific disability where I can't see people. I just see the width of their dongs, and Michael Bolton and John Bolton both have very narrow dongs.
Yeah,
so they appear to be the same person to me.
Right.
It's a
John.
They live on the same neuron.
John Bolton may as well have that little ponytail, you know, that Michael Bolton has.
I'm just like, you both have pencil thin dicks. Which one of you is the ambassador to the UN? Which one of you is the Canadian heartthrob? 40 years ago.
I was going to say, not 40 years ago.
Way to
make me feel
Justin Trudeau's
old.
Dad? What?
It's true. Guys, he was the king of Canada when they had a king.
Yeah, it's true.
Back when you could kill. Canada had a king, it was fucking. Oh my god, it was brutal. It's savage.
Do you know what they had back then?
What?
They had the cuck penalty.
Oh yeah. Well, but they wouldn't kill you for capital crime. The prime minister would bang your wife in front of you,
yeah. Right?
And then he would invite a bunch of foreigners and like Indians to bang your wife.
Yes.
And then,
and not even well. They wouldn't do a good job.
No, they would do a terrible job.
All those SJWs knew. They knew where they needed to fucking stay.
They were lining up. They would show their
all around.
And then they would release the fucking chickens on you to further cuck you.
This all sounds amazing.
Canada's a fucking savage, brutal land.
Or it was until all those libs showed up, dude.
Yeah. What's up, Ottawa?
And George Soros wants us all to live like we're Canadians.
George W. Bush actually has portraits of the cucking.
George
not
Soros.
Very good, but you can tell what's happening.
The emotion is in the faces.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're like, wait, is that immigrant fucking my wife?
Oh, no. You know what George Soros
was? Did he at least immigrate from Western Europe? And no! It's all because of a rich Jew. Oh, no.
That's actually why Quebec wanted to secede from Canada.
All my prejudices have been confirmed.
Have you guys ever been to like a dinner party where it's like a bunch of cucks and the foreigners that are fucking their wives? How did you meet?
Yeah, and it's like, fucked my wife, and then,
we're all globalists here.
I was at a wedding like that.
Globalists
fucked my wife. Funny story. How we met is George Soros introduced us. He was like,
Reverend Moon. It was like the Reverend Moon. He was like, you two shall produce seed.
It was like, it's a funny story. I fucked Joey's wife over there, and we just knew.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
As soon as you fucked her, you were like.
Yeah. Yeah, man. First get married, and then you get cucked, and then you get married again. That's how it works in George Soros' America. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
How do you know if your marriage is like means anything?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
If like a immigrant hasn't, you already know.
You don't, right? It doesn't. That's how you know.
And it can't be like some people try to cheat. They're like, oh, my immigrant was from Britain.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No, doesn't fucking count. Doesn't fucking
fuck
count.
Fuck out of here.
The Swiss are worse.
Jesus. Oh yeah. Oh, guys, I got so cucked. A Swiss miss fucked my wife.
Oh, is that true?
You know what? I brought up, I called I have a Swiss friend who I...
A Swiss miss?
Yes, and I text her almost every day since July.
For marshmallows.
And I called her Swiss miss one day, and she was like, what does that mean? And I was like, seriously? You live in fucking Bern and you don't know what Swiss Miss is?
Oh, is Bern where they have that computer that's going to kill us all? Or the
Large Hadron Collider, which is going to create a black hole.
It's going to open up a portal to hell and get us all fucked by demons.
Exactly. Awesome. Those Europeans are out of control.
Not sexy.
They don't know. They don't understand what they're playing with socialism.
They're so PC. They'll be like, I'll be fucked by a demon. I don't care.
It's like, I don't care. Yeah. You can't
say anything anymore. You can't even say like, the LHC is going to open a portal to hell. You know, censor you, man.
She has this friend with benefits, this FWB, as she calls him.
Got him.
Who is like, he wants to have, he grew up in Nicaragua. And
we here at the Apostle Cast are technically
I'm sorry about your friend.
Diverse. It's just,
and so he, but his
hey, parents, we're 1/6 Nicaraguan, so we get a scholarship.
His parents, his parents were revolutionaries. I don't know if they were Sandinistas or what they were.
But no, they were Contras.
There is no God
but Nixon. Yeah.
Right. But his thing is now sexually that he has to have people. Sort of like it's race play, like he has to have people sort of demean him for his race, and so
he has to have at least one mouth on his car.
Apparently, and I'm putting that in air quotes, she won't do it, but like he apparently found somebody who is really into demeaning, but she's super right wing, she's like Marine Le Pen.
But she wants
hot as Marine Le Pen?
I don't know, but
look, I have a confession. Anne Coulter is actually beautiful.
Unblemished
in
blonde.
Okay. All right. No.
But I'm like, if you have
somebody who's like actually really into demeaning you for your race, and you're into it sexually, you're in a different playing field here. You know what I mean? Like.
It's three-dimensional chess while you are.
And
she's
like,
right.
What do you mean?
I demean
like,
all my partners.
Well, and the
for
great
race.
Tragedy is when the two sides don't understand what the other is going for.
Yes, right,
Tom,
right,
I've never had a sexual partner that I haven't demeaned for their race.
Oh, ever. God. Not once. No, really. Really,
not,
really.
Not even.
Hey, Pat, what you doing later?
Of course
later?
Not. It's, what?
Pat, I thought that was our fucking thing.
Yeah.
What race are you? Oh, let's get to the bottom of this. What are you, JBR?
Yeah.
Patrick, every time you're
Black
in
Black Irish?
And you call me a fucking Scot.
What are you? JBR. What are you? No, I don't like it when it's turned around on me because I'm sensitive.
Okay, what are like you anyway?
French and Irish and German.
Oh, the worst.
The worst.
And fake history's, and fake
history's losers. What are you, JBR?
Well, my father is, my father is Spanish.
He's 1/4 cuck.
Yeah, my father is, and my mother is half Lebanese.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Who's this?
Really?
Don't listen to Pat.
Are you,
my
really?
Mother, my mother is half
no,
Lebanese.
No, dude, because I've always thought we looked alike.
And my father is half Italian.
You're half Lebanese.
And half, and my, well, no, I'm a quarter Lebanese and I'm a quarter Italian.
This is why he looks so greasy.
My father's rich and things. My mother's good looking.
Got him. So he's got game, right?
Yeah. Well, they both got game. They both had game. My dad's dead.
He had game.
I'm 1/4 German Jewish. I'm 1/4... I'm 1/4 German Jewish. I'm half French Canadian, and I'm 1/4 Black Irish.
You look French Canadian.
I am the purest bloodline. I am 100% vengeful bitch from
aren't you a little bit Mexican killed by Texas police?
A long line of vengeful bitches.
Sarah, I think you and I could have a white off here.
No. Oh shit! Air horns going off. Who's whiter? Definitely Tom is whiter.
Yeah.
Sarah's Mexican.
Yeah.
Oh really?
No, my mom was killed by the police because
for being Mexican. Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Not even the police, like a loose Texan militia.
It was the police. It was the police.
So I'll have Die Whitey tattooed on my forehead.
And I shouted, kill Whitey, at the top of my lungs at the
white.
Cops and the kids and the men in the streets, and I won't take your hand.
Sarah, do you know if white
well,
cops...
Well, then you and I, Pat, need to have a white off.
What, do I know white cops? Whiter.
Were the cops killed your mom white?
I'm not sure about
this
that.
This I do not right. know,
wait,
actually.
Wait, guys.
He's asking the real questions.
This is like the serial podcast all over again.
So I don't
actually know. So we know Sarah's mom was killed by cops in Texas. Were they white cops?
Actually, so I am interested in like hiring a private investigator. So any private investigators that are listening to the podcast,
I'll do it.
And you want to go into the state of Texas's like actual legal records?
Takes to figure out who killed Sarah's mom?
I can get
you bald hairs from the man that did it within 3 months.
Mary Angela Romo, 1954. Or
that's
something like that. That's my that. If you can find
her
out
name,
the case proceedings that were regarding
that's her
that,
name or that's the cop.
That's her name. That's her name.
You're trying to figure out if the cop is white or not.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a real
no,
thing?
No. There's a public record that like I could go and find, and I need to actually.
We should do like a serial. Oh, serial.
A serial.
What if your mom was killed by a Japanese? How confusing would that be? Oh, God,
I
that'd be so
guess
confusing.
I would have to stop eating sushi. I don't know.
Shit. Like, oh, holy shit, my mom was killed by a Japanese cop and his Malaysian partner. What does this mean?
But it was in Texas. What the fuck would a Japanese be doing becoming a cop in fucking Claude goddamn Texas right outside of Amarillo? Like, there's no way.
That's how sitcoms are made.
That's the question.
But yeah, no, I mean, I would actually love to get, like, the case documents and be able to read through it the same way I do through the YouTube comments if someone will, like, I would totally
enjoy
that. And
the blood.
I have the blood, you know. The blood's in me. The blood's in me. But yeah, no, it would be nice.
Oh, the blood.
And I don't like want to ask my dad about it because it would put him through all the cooking.
Have you
like,
never asked him like, what about the blood?
Like, we've literally never talked about it since he talked to me about it.
What did he say?
That must have been a hell of
Let's hear it. Oh, it's like going to Marc Maron mode, you fucking beast. You kind of look like him now.
Fuck you, Jesus.
As you've gotten older, you look more Jewish.
I'm not Jewish.
No, it was like I was like applying to college and like I had to fill out the FAFSA and then it was like,
oh, does FAFSA stand for Who Killed Your Mom?
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what it was. It was like, oh, pretend that you're
the
like
federal
a real family.
Who Killed Your Mom report.
The federal.
Was it the
like,
government?
Yeah, no, like pretend you're a family. Try to like fit yourself into it to be able to get like credit for like school that's going to get you places, which, you know, it did. It was good. But for most people, it didn't actually.
They're like, are you Hispanic? Did George Soros kill your wife?
No, not my wife. but my mom, they said it was Texas.
In a way,
actually, yeah. George Soros is the money that I paid for college with. That's where it came from, probably. Nice. I mean, if you probably trace it far enough back, it must
probably
have been
a lawyer that decided in your favor. Yeah. That is affiliated with George Soros.
But yeah, my dad.
So that
was
means
just
you have to
like,
yourself.
But my dad was
whoa,
just like,
whoa, Addison, listen, wait. Listen.
Was just like, that happened and I didn't tell you about it and I've been lying to you for your whole life and I feel really bad about it. And
except
I thought
that I don't.
No, I mean, he.
Did he say, what was his first thing?
I thought
Sarah,
that he would hate
listen,
me.
Your mother was cucked to death. Too many immigrants fucked her husband and then two thumbs pointed at him.
Chad.
That's not far off.
Is that how you remember it as a little girl, Sarah, when you were like crying? Your dad was like, yeah. This might seem confusing to you, but it's actually quite simple.
So what I remember.
No, he was like kind of like humble bragging. He was like, look, your mom is dead, but it's because her husband fucked so many immigrants.
Because of?
Like his very wide dick. I don't know. I'm reaching. I don't know your life.
No,
Soros.
I mean it was mostly the cops being racist. It was mostly the cops being racist, but they wouldn't have been racist without George Soros. I mean, like we all know that the social justice warriors are actually like the most racist.
What was the actual lie? Can we get actual Mark Maron on this? What was the lie your father told?
Oh, the lie was that she fell asleep and then started going a little bit off the road, and then the car kicked up gravel under the tires, and it made it go a little bit more off the road, and then she tumbled off. And then that's how it happened. And that's what I was told for like the first 17 years.
She is the worst.
And I also got yelled at a lot for lying. I got yelled at so much for lying. And then I turned like 17.
Like by cop? They were like...
No. My dad would be like, oh, you said that you like washed your face, but you didn't. Ha ha. I'm going to take your PlayStation away. Because he would like hide like the face wash and then be like, oh, I caught you.
What an animal.
And also he would climb trees and then shoot you with a BB gun.
He couldn't climb trees.
When you were going to school.
Oh, you're talking about Graham. It's the bad guy. Yeah.
The bad guy that we interviewed. We never air his episodes because something untoward was happening.
So bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's such a piece of shit. I really fucking hate that.
No, but he was basically fuck. Like, we were standing at her grave on like the Christmas when I was 17. And I'm like, I'm trying to like go fill out the FAFSA. And he's like, I thought that
was... At the grave.
You're like putting it up on the grave, trying to write it.
Like, where did she work?
Like, why haven't you paid taxes in 10 years, you slut?
Yeah. And he's like, well, I thought you would never forgive me. And it's like, well, maybe you should work on your anger or something. I don't know.
Have you tried fighting him? Like, fighting your dad?
There's no point. I would easily win.
Are you much stronger than
him? I'm much stronger. Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, all's well that doesn't end well.
Well, so, it ended great.
But I mean, I remember the first
so far,
time.
Actually.
Not really.
I don't know. I fucking, like, went to college. I got a job. I've been self-sufficient.
And now
I've
the government like, feeds you brains.
They feed me brains in my mouth and in my pussy, man.
And then you're
like,
on the
it's like
your
brains
body.
And in my body. You know, I make you feel my ache.
Well, guys.
Yes, I do.
Would anyone
do
mind checking the apocal thread on Messenger? Because my phone is playing the music.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Oh,
it says something about going around the room and seeing what George Soros did to you. Which you
already
did.
No, we did that, yeah, but there's another thing on it.
Beethoven was Chinese. Wake up, New York.
Okay.
I have an important matter I want to bring to the attention of you podcast. And that is the scourge. The absolute scourge, which is Cynthia Nixon.
You mean the scourge?
The scourge. Yeah.
You know what?
Straight from the heart.
No, that's debatable.
It's like a scourge, but it cuts your dick off.
Of Cynthia Nixon.
Scourge McDuck.
On the state of New York. She is currently...
She's too hot to be governor.
Currently running for governor, promising to abolish the film and TV tax incentives, which create lots of middle-class union jobs, like at least 30,000 middle-class union jobs in this state.
You know what?
I think it's really disgusting.
Honestly, if you're on fucking social media and you're not in a union, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I am totally speaking to myself, too, but like...
Are you in a union? Are you in a union, Sarah?
I'm not in a union, and what the fuck is wrong with me?
Ah, then you don't matter. Let me listen to this guy that's in a union.
Yeah, like fucking Cynthia Nixon is running for governor. She is a movie star who is railing against the movie industry that made her a movie star.
Well, let's be fair. She did one movie and it was almost a porno.
Yeah, exactly.
Sex in the City 1 and 2.
Yeah, those were soft
movies, guys. You know, there's a new movie that's coming out.
Who the fuck is Cynthia Nixon?
There's a new
movie. She was on Sex in the City.
She's
running Miranda. For governor. Miranda.
The redhead.
Yeah.
Yeah. And basically, I'll explain it.
I met my wife in New York.
The New York City, the New York State Film and TV tax credit is specifically to be allocated for below the line costs. So not actors, not directors, not producers.
Cucks, people, basically. You
people
can say
people
cucks.
Like us. Gaffers. Vendors.
Film well, cucks.
Crew members.
Guys, film cucks.
There's a story. There's a new movie that's coming out.
Patrick.
It's called.
There's this thing called timing.
Oh, sorry. Go on, please.
Yeah. So anyway, that is that's just, you know, how Cynthia Nixon is like.
But even you're
fucking
not even,
me over this week.
You're bearing the lead.
You're talking about the real world.
She's also outlawing dicks.
So, Chad.
Illegal.
Chad, what is Cynthia Nixon?
Dicks shall be banned.
Yeah, exactly.
Surrender your cock.
But the thing is, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one who's been fucked by Cynthia Nixon. We've all been fucked over by Cynthia Nixon at some point.
I mean, I would fuck Cynthia Nixon.
We've all been fucked over by her.
Who would you not fuck?
Very few.
I wouldn't fuck the other one. I would fuck Cynthia Nixon.
You wouldn't fuck Richard Nixon?
Still
yeah, he's dead.
Would you fuck Samantha?
Wait, man, are you talking about the Sex in the City cast?
Yeah.
Like, I would, but I wouldn't tell you about it.
I'd fuck any of them.
I would pork all of them.
Yeah. Really? Even the ones who are trying to take your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would not fuck any of the Sex in this. And
not
I
even
I
the
like,
boys.
Yeah.
I mean, only if they wanted it. But
yeah, what about the guys? What about
Mr. Big?
What about Putty? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Patrick Warburton.
If it made it sexier.
Yeah, I mean,
if like in that moment it was sexier to include one of the male cast in Sex in the City in like a mass fuck orgy, then sure.
I would fuck It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia before I would fuck like Sex
Danny
in the
DeVito?
City.
Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito.
No, that's about the over under.
This is like
that's
the end of a
Law and
Order episode. Danny DeVito. Yes.
Who
no?
here would fuck Bob's Burgers?
Oh. I haven't seen. There's a porno for Bob's Burgers.
No, I would fuck the daughter in Bob's Burgers. The
Which
one? The one with
the really young one? The super young one?
No.
Luis? Because I would probably fuck Luis, actually.
How young is she? I don't know.
The really young one
Both
is super devious.
Both of them are under 18.
Yeah.
Tom, but as... Well,
guys,
so
listen.
Tina and Luis. Tina's the awkward teenager. Luis
all right.
is
no,
like
the... No, the awkward teenager. That's the one.
The one that sounds exactly like Patrick.
No, there's something,
would you, okay.
something you should know about me.
Brad is getting more and more Mark Barry.
Oh, yeah, wow. It's like he's banging a gavel, but he doesn't have one because he has no real authority.
Stop that. But that's a really cheap desk.
Yeah. Well, then maybe you should have gotten a better one. If you claim to have omnipresent powers...
How cheap
powers,
is your thigh?
If you
Wait,
claim to be omnipotent,
apologize. Apologize.
If you claim to have impregnated half of the women who have born children in this area over the past 2 years, as you do claim... Then you should have bought a more expensive table.
Only one woman has had a baby on their fucking desk.
Yes, but it was very graphic.
Oh,
so
the
it inspired
blood.
Several other women to have babies.
Because
okay.
the baby
anyway,
killed
wait,
like two guys on the way out.
How I should have bought it expensive, like, but I made no money fucking banging cartoon characters.
This is the part of the Bible where someone turns against their living
stop,
God.
Stop banging on my table.
Okay. Right. You had to say it explicitly in order for me to follow the orders. It's like Bioshock.
Okay.
Anyways, so there's a movie coming out,
what,
right?
Are you autistic? Like, what?
No, yeah. I'm not.
Apparently.
He's just weird looking.
He's like, what is James Daniel Johnson? What was that you said? He's schizo.
He had like two
schizo
big a dick to live.
Yeah, that's what Patrick is.
You guys know the government's doing that now, right? Like, this is, as like Trump, everyone's paying attention to
young men now.
Everyone's paying attention like the dumb shit Trump does. Meanwhile, Congress is like, if your dick's too big. Incinerator.
We'll just have it off. We'll put it in the Smithsonian.
They've wanted to do this for so long. They just couldn't.
And they just
now.
Snuck it in. They're like, oh, Trump banged Stormy Daniels.
I just wish
shit.
They would have set the limit higher
like,
than 4 inches.
Like, oh.
Like, 4 inches is a little bit light. Like, I could make it
Why
work.
Why do
but, like,
I bet
Why?
Trump has
4 inches
a big day,
yeah, but Chad, honestly, listen. This should come as no surprise. They've been dog whistling about this for a very, very long time.
Yeah,
okay?
They don't want to say his dick's too wide, but they say, like, oh,
I mean,
the
whole
space
Hillary
thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
The weight of it.
They think
guys,
we're fucking stupid.
Guys, they refer to weight instead of width.
Hey.
Shameful.
Who's the host of the podcast? Oh, it's me. Pat, the investigative journalist that had to quit Newsweek.
Who are you?
Because I knew that I was on the Titanic.
What's your latest investigation? Right. Why is it so small and sad? It's gone. It's a joke about my little
penis. Fucking fired.
Oh, that's so
John's
funny.
Fired.
He's talking about how my small dick. It's because it's Irish and French. The two worst dicks.
Two worst.
Does anyone have like a fucking like submachine gun sound effect? Because that was. Oh, yo, you know half your
bang, 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 everybody.
Pat, did you know half your dick jeans come from a woman?
Banging underage girls.
We do. We do have a soundboard now. Patrick doesn't know about it though.
No, we have a soundboard.
Yeah, there is one.
Don't tell him about
before we. Yeah, before we get distracted by it. Listen, there's this movie that's coming out. It's called.
Of your dick?
God didn't fuck all of our moms, causing them to bear demiurges, which then split them in half and killed them.
Can I see that on MoviePass?
Yeah, because you know how there's a lot of Christian movies that are coming out right now that are like that are sort of set in like an alternate reality.
Wait, where you mean like that, the one with like the baby with wings?
Jesus Christ, no, we're like please turn down my headphones.
Because there's always some professor that's like allowed. He's like, if you don't renounce Jesus, I'll fail you. Which, of course, is illegal.
What's the name of that movie again, you cuck?
It's called God's Not Dead. But our movie
is called...
Oh, ours is called God Didn't Impregnate All of Our Mothers and the Women That We Know, causing them to give birth to demiurges, which split them, killing them.
In half. Split them in half.
And it's about a professor. Yeah, split them in half, killing them. It's about a professor that...
Is this why there's less women on this episode?
It's about a professor called Jad that threatens to fail... all of his students that don't admit to that.
Listen, you cuck-ass students! Do you admit?
I admit.
I didn't study for my last calculus.
You'll be split! You'll be split in half! Do you admit?
Can I have some whiskey?
Then you'll admit.
No drinking.
All right, so
no drinking on the Apocalypse.
Like, how does it feel? Everyone else admitted.
I wanted to look through it. To see,
it's like when Dennis Hopper asked for a Chesterfield in fucking True Romance, you know?
I don't drink.
Hey, listen, kids. What do you know about God?
Oh, I believe in God. He's my personal savior. Like, he's what gives me inspiration and gets me through life.
Yo, God is a vengeful God. That's my God.
Ah. Oh, I see. We have a 10 things I hate about you, student. Continue.
Yeah, I think God. Let's see. Listen, God. God knows every single person who voted for Donald Trump. God wants them all to die. I think fucking Jesus is gonna come back. He's gonna be so pissed.
How would you teach the children? How do you let the children know about the cruel, like brutal vengefulness of the world?
The giant hand.
You
the
tell them
thick hand, almost as I thick think, as another object.
I saw I Billy think, Graham Jr.
The center of the
on
fucking
Fox
universe,
TV,
which pulsing in with its weight.
But I think
no, do that in a higher pitch.
Which pulsing in with its weight.
Nice.
Yeah.
Evangelists don't care about God anymore. It, honestly, because they're like, I saw Billy Graham Jr. or Billy Graham, whatever his name is.
Yeah, the dude.
Bob Graham or whatever his name is. And he was just like, yeah, Trump, you know, he's.
Let's talk about the weight.
Yep. He's found God. I don't know where the evidence that Trump found God is.
Well. You know,
it's because he's been looking in so many places.
Nobody needs evidence, okay?
Because the current conversation is about Trump and a porn star.
Nobody needs evidence.
Guys, do you want to hear a creepy story?
Yes.
Last night, I was stumbling around in the dark.
Just looking for looking for a dong.
Drunk. Sad.
Looking for a cock.
No, just looking for food and shelter and something approaching forgiveness. And I went into my bag.
Oh, shit. You went into your bag, you cock.
And as I opened my bag, my glasses were off, and I saw something sort of just like skitter across my bag.
It was my cat.
Was that a cock?
It wasn't. And then dive down into my bag.
Yeah.
And I barely fucking saw it. And I was like, what the fuck was that? I was like, I barely saw it, but I swear I saw it.
And did you feel like hard or what?
I felt creeped out, honestly, because there's something fucking living that's inside of my fucking backpack, and my backpack is very important to me, for anyone that knows me.
You know what's fucked up? I've studied piano for a year to do this. You did this on YouTube, like, this is stupid.
What? I haven't done this on YouTube.
Yeah, but you could very easily, like, just pull up, like, creepy piano.
Anyway, so... I was like, I swear to fucking God, there's something alive that just crawled into my fucking bag. Right?
How horny was it?
Just waiting to impregnate my sack.
So fucking randy.
Ugh. So I was like, there's a fucking spider in my bag. So I was like, if I was a spider, where would I go in my bag?
Where would you go?
Fuck yeah, I would go next to the digital recorder. You know what I mean? I was like, I don't know much about humankind.
It's from the underground, right?
Yep, but I know they give a fuck about that shit. So I'd go right next to it. So I reached in and I yanked it out.
But did you give it like a couple like pleasure tugs?
No. But indeed, a tiny little spider, but a sneaky motherfucker. Popped out and then ran off. And then I fucking flicked it and chased it and grabbed it with a towel.
Where's its body? Its dick or what?
No, just its whole thing. I just grabbed it and I tossed it out.
It's hard to target when it's like 1/1000th of a 1/1000th of your
size.
Well,
it's your privilege.
But no, but what makes it creepy is that I wasn't sure if it was real or if it was
handicap.
A figment of my imagination, and it was real and it was disgusting. So think about that. The next time you're like, you know, I probably am not going to be split in half and then impregnated with like the demiurge.
But what if you were like in Sunday school and you learned like a beautiful little song like...
Oh, Demiurge was my favorite.
My God is a vengeful God. He rains fire on heaven and earth. And my God is a vengeful God. And he will bring the new rebirth of vengeance and anger. And he will spank her because she deserves it. Obviously, it's a she because we hate women.
I wake up every morning basically with that song in my head.
Well, I mean, it's a Sunday school classic, right?
My dad actually went to the church camp with the guy who wrote that song.
Oh, wow. Guys, we should spend the last 3 minutes of the podcast.
Wait, what? No way. What? That one fucking flew by.
We should spend the last 3 minutes of the podcast.
Apocalypsing. Say you're sorry. Yeah. Say you're sorry.
It went guys. Fast because when you're in Tenniel.
All right, everyone. I'm
so sorry.
I'm very sorry that I talked about the real world on the Apocalypse.
Yeah, you should have talked about that.
Yeah, you fucking cocks. I'm sorry. You had to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's no longer allowed in the studio.
I'm very
spanked until his ass is cherry
but,
red.
But, yeah. Imagine JBR being strangled to death because that's what's happening next.
I have some last words, though. I have last words.
Proceed!
Go!
I hate Cynthia Nixon.
Oh, wow.
Right. Got her.
Racist. Next.
What?
Apologize.
I go last.
No, let's go. Apologize.
I go last.
Yep. Sarah, apologize.
I'm just saying. I'm not ready right
then
now.
Then no apology. Then you'll just die with no words.
Then okay. You'll go to hell, Sarah. Go. Yeah. You'll go to hell. Quickly, Sarah. Apologize for something.
That's the thing. I'm sorry.
For what? Be specific quickly before it's too late.
Right. Admit.
Okay, Chad, apologize. I'm sorry for being a shitty co-host and a shitty person in general.
I'm sorry my dick is too big and pretty. Oh, it's not fair.
Oh, I wish I'd given more love while I was alive, but I could never get my shit together. Andrew, quickly apologize.
I'm sorry I fucked Tom's friend, and I really like Ann Coulter still. I'm sorry.
Wait, what? Shit!
What?
Tom, apologize.
I'm sorry there weren't more songs about my penis.
No, don't apologize. There's so many. Don't apologize. That's okay. Sarah, quickly apologize.
Betrayed the
apocalypse.
Oh my God. Okay. So when I was 13 years old, I started thinking about sex and I never stopped.
Oh, Patrick, apologize.
Oh, Jesus.
Apologize.
All right, guys. Hey. You guys have been listening to... No, it's not done. You guys have been listening to the podcast.
Why are you still recording?
It's still recording. You guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Tune in every Friday at 2 p.m. Go to www.patreon.org.
Can you imagine if I play this at Carnegie Hall in like 50 years?
Wait a second. No, guys. Guys, Patreon.org.